It's KRCB-FM Radio 91, a service of NorCal Public Media, and it's time for the North Bay Report. I'm Mark Prell. Thanks for joining us. Santa Rosa author Rafael Vasquez published a book this fall to help migrant parents raise their kids in a country they didn't grow up in. Achieving Your Dreams is only available in Spanish and focuses on the trauma many immigrant families endure when migrating to the U.S. KRCB's Adia White spoke with Vasquez after a talk at the Sonoma County Library last week. She asked how both parents and community members can support kids to achieve their dreams.
I think that often many of these children are completely misunderstood. I think that teachers, administrators, social workers, policymakers in general misunderstand these children and the trauma that they have gone through. You cannot just throw a child in a classroom and say, learn, and here are the tools to learn English and all of this stuff. We first have to address the issue of trauma and the causation for migration before you can address learning anything else.
And for kids that are born here in the U.S., how is trauma passed down within the family?
Definitely. So for parents who migrated here, they brought their own trauma. And as long as they do not address their trauma, Dr. Maria Hess, a former psychology professor at Sonoma State, has always said, trauma is the gift that keeps on giving. And as a result of that, the parents pass their trauma to their children, and this is called generational trauma. And a lot of this trauma really comes from the times when the Spanish migrated to Mexico and other parts of Latin America, where violence became the norm. And so now parents become violent with their children, not because they hate their children, they just don't know how else to discipline their children. And so as long as we do not address the trauma with the parents, then it's likely that the children will continue to suffer.
You also address the high suicide rate in the Latinx community, and it's a topic of one of your classes as well. Why is the suicide rate so high, and what can parents do about that?
So one of the things that people fail to understand is, again, trauma, and how if you don't educate children about trauma and you do not educate the parents, then everybody lives in limbo, and children will not tell their parents about their trauma, and parents will not tell their children about trauma, and therefore nobody heals. And as a result of that, these children go into deep, deep depression. You have a dad who will not hug his child, who will not tell his son that he loves him for fear that, homophobia in general. And as a result of that, that child will go seek for that love and affection and respect somewhere else. And the gang is the one that provides that. But really joining the gang is not always about love, affection, respect. It's about being so depressed that these children just want to die. And that's why the statistics are so bad. 2 out of every 5 children between 11 and 15 have thought, have planned, or have attempted suicide just in this year. Latinx boys, and then 1 out of 5 girls, same age, 11 to 15, have attempted a plan or seriously considered suicide.
Vasquez advises parents to open up to their kids about their experiences and make space in that conversation to ask them what they're going through. He believes that getting counseling services or talking about trauma is a crucial step for achieving success. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.
The National Alliance on Mental Illness Crisis Hotline is 1-800-273-TALK. That's 1-800-273-TALK. Find that number, plus a list of bilingual counseling services at norcalpublicmedia.org.